2 shots of vodka. Woo! It's gonna be strong.
Boost up, baby.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode. That rhymed. Yeah.
That was good. I like that.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Booze Up Bitches again. Right here, right now. And we are boozy.
For real.
And I'm Marissa.
And I'm Ange.
Now, today is a spontaneous episode. Sometimes we usually try to plan this kind of gig out. You know, plan what we're going to talk about, plan who's going to be on here. And today, it just was meant to be. Right, Angie?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
We literally ran into our guests,
planned on doing our own, like, this actual topic just by ourselves, and then figured, why the hell not? We're already bringing back some oldies but goodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have our OG from Sex and Sangria. Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, what's going on?
Yes. And then we also have from a recent episode, what was it called?
Sexuality and Sips,
yeah. Because we weren't really drinking anything special that day. Audrey.
Hello.
Yay. And
great enthusiasm.
We're combining our two great guests to make a power guest.
Yes, like this is a powerful episode right now.
Yeah.
So how are we going to start today? Well, let's just go around. Let's all say what we're drinking. I think me, Ange, and Audrey are drinking the same. Wait.
So at this moment, we are all drinking ginger ale and peach New Amsterdam. But throughout the night, Ange and I have had a few gin and tonics.
Yep. Yes. And Ange and I also had some melon bombs or something.
Yeah. So don't listen to whatever Ange is saying at the moment.
She's the booziest right now.
Sorry.
The booziest bitch.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, so we all have some vodka, some peachiness, some bubbles. It's all happening right now.
It's a good okay. theme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, <God.
laughs> All right. I think Audrey might be sharing a little intoxication story with us. We have been talking about doing emails in the past, and then last week we had our guest Angelo say his drunk story, which you know, Angelo. You're also a part of the neighborhood.
Yes.
So we thought maybe we could invite you
to tell a drunk story.
Just a drunk, it doesn't got to be anything
intoxicating.
Crazy. Just you were drunk and something funny happened.
Do you know? Is this too much? What if I tell? Do you remember that football game you were at?
Ooh,
is that too much?
No.
Okay. Should I say what I was?
Yeah.
Okay. So, back when we were in high school, I was going through a little bit of a rebellious streak, and it was So, we have two twin schools in the area, and it's not a huge football area, but when we play each other, a lot of people show up.
Yeah, it's like an event.
Yeah, and I was a junior, so I was like 16 so, and I took 3 pills of ecstasy. At the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I went to the game, and I was rubbing everyone's stomachs. That was a really big thing. People were like, what are you doing? And these random strangers. This one guy, I saw him in the hallway at Knowles for the next, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey girl, fill me up. Yeah, literally.
That's so
funny.
So
when we were going home, Ange and Mel, who went to Hills, so we were on opposing sides. Yeah, I was very, like, meet up with the enemy, you know? We met up, and I kept, like, they were trying to lead me around, the poor things. I was a mess. I was, like, trying to pet people's dogs. I was trying to, like, roll down hills. I was like,
Lord.
You don't understand.
Was
so
that
finally,
Hills or Knowles?
It was at Hills.
It was
and
at
you know,
Hills.
Okay, Hills is named Hills for a very obvious reason. They have these huge hills around, and if you
it's
guys
hilly.
Saw these hills, you would want to roll down them too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a perfect rolling hill, man. It's right there, yeah. So really, I can't even blame that on the drugs. I would just want to roll down that hill.
Just want
to
go.
But yeah, they finally got me strapped into the back of the car, and I was just like, I looked up at Ange, like, right in the rearview mirror, and I pulled my tongue out, and I was like, I taste black.
Oh, and she was yeah. Like, what?
My mouth was so dry, so they just took me home.
Memory of you, like, asking everyone to pet your tongue.
I was like, my tongue is so dry, there's no way it's, like, real. Like, is my tongue there?
Yeah.
Because it makes you thirsty, which is a shout-out to anyone. Don't drink too much water. That's actually the most dangerous thing about it, is physical exertion and water consumption. Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Also, don't do drugs. Is that hypocritical? I don't know. Be safe about it. Know what you're doing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, really look into it and know.
Yeah.
And know where your drugs come from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't take anything sketchy.
Research it before you do it.
Exactly. I've had a lot of great experiences where I've, like, found personal growth in intense drug use. But that's whatever. So they took me home. Whatever. I, like, rolled on the floor for a little bit and slept it off. And
ate a margarita pizza.
Yes. Oh, my God. Never got caught, which is all thanks to Ange. Thank you, Ange.
You're welcome.
Although, if you make this podcast and then my mom hears it because of you... You're fucked.
I'm fucked.
We're all fucked. Yeah. I don't know. No one share it with my mother.
Nobody, please.
My mom asked me to share it with her.
And you said no, right?
I said yes, but I'm not going to help her find it.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, was she the one star we got?
Oh my God, she was mad that, like, oh, maybe my mom. Oh my God. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think she'd do that.
Yeah, shout out to our one star review.
Yeah. Ange has been talking about it all day. She's so
like, I'm really half and half. I was, like, sad, and then I was happy. Because it's like, you know what? If you have an opinion, give it to us. I just wish there was feedback. Yes. Like, why?
I want
to
know why.
Why was it one star?
So
I
don't care for all one star review.
Just tell us why.
Yeah, write why you gave us one star.
You know you've made it when people hate you for no reason.
I know! So we made it! That's why I was like, yeah!
And you made over $1.50 on ads. Yes.
The rolling in the money and the one star reviews.
It's good for us. We need the money.
Keep them coming, folks.
Keep them coming.
Like that lower middle class area over here. That's where I am at.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No one knows what she's talking about.
So our topic of the night is serial killers.
Yeah, okay. Audrey just takes over.
She's taking the fuck. Like, this is it's welcome fine. To Audrey's
I'm,
podcast.
Okay, I'm a
do
Virgo,
we have a new
so
yeah. I think we do.
Oh my Gwen,
just this for the
like
3 months.
Like the summer, it's just featuring Audrey every F. Oh my God.
Let us know how you feel about that.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a review. 1 star, 5 stars. If you do a 1 star review, it's at Audrey.
Yeah.
TBH fair.
Yeah.
Serial killers is tonight's topic.
But before we go in, all right, so it sounds like the majority of us watched Netflix new movie, Zac Efron as Ted Bundy, extremely wicked. Seriously evil and vile, and I want a
spoiler alert just in case we do say stuff that you would know. So if you haven't watched it, skip ahead. If you have, I'll say the time once we're done.
When you asked me that before, I watched the Ted Bundy like doc series.
That's fine. Okay,
yeah,
that's fine. I mean, yeah,
all right.
So that Netflix movie, let's talk about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and Jimmy and a friend watched it. I'm just kidding. Brian, who's also on the same episode as Jimmy.
Brian was the 1 star review.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Stop. Anyway, so we all watched the movie together, and I want us on the count of three to give like one word or like just to say how we feel about it, because I don't know how you guys felt about it, and I don't think you know how I have felt, and I just want to know.
No, we purposely haven't talked about it, so I don't know.
Yeah,
what
we like we have no idea like how any of us felt, and I want to know. Unless we can just say, we don't have to say on the count of three, but I'm really curious to see like how you guys felt and how I felt, because I don't know if it's the same.
I'll I'm trying to think of a good way
to
say it.
Hold on, let me think of like a good word to describe it.
Just to show you how little prep went into this.
I'm going to describe how I felt actually once I watched it. That's a better way for me to find a word.
Okay, then go.
Go ahead. Count down.
You want me to shout out a feeling on three? I can't do that. Just go in a fucking circle.
And then I'll go.
All right. Yeah. Disappointed. I did not like it. I thought that the title of the movie is Ted Bundy and how he's vile and wicked. And all it was the storyline of him and I don't even know what her name was. Well, and played by Lily Collins is Love. I really liked Lily Collins. I don't really like her that much, actually. And I loved her role in that movie. I thought she played it beautifully. But that's not what me nor do I think anybody else thought it was going to be. We didn't know anything about Ted Bundy. All we knew was Liz, their relationship, and how she was feeling throughout it. It was, like, mostly about her, and that's fine, but then it should have been around her. Like, she should not be that second character that everyone wanted to freak out. Oh, my God, Zac Efron. It wasn't Zac Efron. It was fucking Lily Collins. She ran that fucking movie. It was all about her and her feelings, and I was really fucking disappointed because I wanted to watch some fucking murders, and they didn't do shit, and it was just really sad. Okay, I'm done. Go.
Okay, so I was not disappointed because I knew it was about her from, like, her point of view. Like, it's mm-hmm. based on her book.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be about the murders because she did not...
She
reported that. She was the original person who reported him to the cops and said, like, look, I'm dating a Ted and got him on there. Yeah. And got him on the radar. But she still was, like, in denial and dating him. So I knew it wasn't going
to
be...
But how was anybody else supposed to know that that's what it was about? Because I didn't know that.
No, and
if I did, I don't think I would have been disappointed either. Yeah. But I had no fucking idea, and I was really disappointed.
That's what I was going to ask, actually, if her... Because the impression I always got from the girlfriend was that she wasn't okay with it. Because I love, like, serial killer couples. That's really where I, like, documentary binge.
Yeah.
And I always got the impression that she was more on the fence about it and did turn him in and cut contact with him at several points. So
if you didn't see the movie, you don't know until the very end that she turned him in. Like, not turned him in, but, like, led police to him. And throughout the movie, you see her, like, become an alcoholic and just, like, her life falling apart because she was carrying that guilt of, what if he's actually not guilty and I led him, you know, made him a prime suspect for no reason.
But also, like, he was hella guilty.
But he did it. So it's like, you don't have to feel bad because he did do it. Yeah. Like, you didn't turn in an innocent man.
See, but he was already arrested for murders before the first two times he escaped. And one time he did make it down to Florida. Yeah, Florida. And killed, I believe, a sorority
Went into a house. Yeah. But this was still all prior to them dating. Like, she dated him and this wasn't like they did not catch on yet. They were dating when that whole, like, he was using the ruse of the broken arm in the car at the lake, and that's when people got a sketch because he asked multiple women, and that's when they found out the whole Ted and what kind of car description, and that's when she turned him in. So she lived in denial for a while. He did get arrested while they were dating and was away for a while, but it was not for murder. So
I think the whole thing was that, like why they used Zac Efron is because, like, Ted Bundy was supposedly, like, super charming and like
very charismatic.
So somebody who has, like, average taste in men might have fallen for him because he acted very normal and charismatic.
Okay,
like, and that's such a good point.
Yeah, seem like some, like, you know, cute, charming guy who's, like, hitting on you.
Yeah,
and you just
and they were together for years,
and it was a long time ago. And you think they're definitely not as, like, they're way, I feel like each year everyone just becomes less trusting of people. So we gotta think, like, it was, like, before, I feel like it wasn't, I feel like we weren't at there. I don't know.
Also, like, the internet wasn't a huge
thing. Yeah, like, so you don't, like,
Google Ted Bundy.
Yeah. So it was, that's like, fair. A different time, too.
If you do, though, Google the movie, the description is a chronicle of crimes of Ted Bundy from the perspective of his longtime girlfriend who refused to believe the truth about him for years. That is what the movie is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's going through this denial, and that's why she becomes so sick and depressed, because...
Here's my problem.
She let
my
herself
problem
be
is with
tricked.
Netflix and not the movie, then. I really think... I didn't read the description either, so maybe that was... But I feel like a lot of Netflix watchers... I just wish that I wish I knew that. I wouldn't have been so disappointed. Because it's just not what I expected. Like, I wanted to see, like...
You don't see any killings at all.
I
wanted
to see an act of him, like, doing the murder. Like, all you saw was him, like, at a party with a couple sorority girls. Like, it wasn't like it was, like, the whole thing. And I wanted to see it.
The only time that he ever really admitted to anything in the movie was when he wrote the word hacksaw on the window. When he, like, when he was talking to What's-Her-Face.
Yes.
And she kept asking him, where is her head? Like, how did she lose her head? And he never actually said anything.
Yeah.
He just blew on the window and wrote hacksaw.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, like, right at the end of the movie, was finally the point where she, like...
Realized. It took her that, like, it took her that long,
like,
to just accept it.
Because he wouldn't
say
it out
loud. She fell for him,
too.
Like, she fell for him. Like, it was, like... I liked that they showed that, you know, like, him, like... They met. He didn't murder her. Like, they, you know, he helped out with her kid. He made her breakfast in the morning. Like, they had this relationship that he built. And then part of me is, like, feels bad for her because I'm like, did he just do that so he looked normal? You know? Like, did he pick her?
Because he held his urge to kill. I think he actually, like, had a connection with her.
By the way, I don't know. They're sneaky bitches. I don't know.
Well, the thing with a lot of serial killers.
He was, like, incredibly smart, too, wasn't he?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I feel like
I feel like he could have planned that.
There's a difference between, like some serial killers are actual sociopaths, where you don't feel
emotions.
Yeah, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of them do feel emotion, and it's a different, I'm not sure if it's, like, an illness or a perversion or whatever. Obviously, everyone's fascinated with it because it's the abnormal, you know, part of the human psyche and everything. But a lot of them do feel emotion and can become attached to people, even if they show violent tendencies, you know.
And
you
that's,
see that in domestic abuse
that's
and everything.
What this was. And that was why it was so hard for her, because she only saw the side of him that was, you know, loving and
caring for her child and helping her out.
And everyone has different sides to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is why
and
you should
live
together before you get married.
I don't shit on her for loving him, because I think I would probably be the same way. And sure.
For,
like,
the
you know, 70s, like,
he was very,
that.
Like, Magnum P.I., you know what I mean? Like, you could tell in the 70s, you would be like, look at that fine piece of man.
With his, like, little, like, turtlenecks that he was wearing.
No, that's not
his
what
his corduroy pants.
Ooh, foxy.
Yeah.
Corduroys.
Man.
Corduroy.
But,
so, her book is now down to $869 on Amazon, so that's good.
What?
The Phantom Prince, My Life with Ted Bundy by
it's
Elizabeth.
$869?
Kendall. Yeah, the last time I checked it was like $5,000.
Why is that?
I don't know.
She has multiple copies.
Was it never
copies?
Reprinted?
Yeah, maybe not, but then you can see it on eBay and it's like for $299, so I don't know what's going on in the world.
That's probably like the original.
Oh, because it's a PDF. Yeah, like the if you want an actual book hold in your hands, it's like no less than
$800. They probably only did like one printing.
Because the book actually sucks. It has very low reviews, but now everyone's like, I need to get my hands on it, because no one knew this existed, this book, that she wrote one, you know, until Netflix quickly at the end was like, based off her book.
Yeah.
I do, though, like, I think Lily Collins did an amazing
job,
I have not really ever liked her, and I thought she was really,
you know,
really
that's
good.
That's true. I forgot, like, you said Lily Collins, I totally forgot who that was, but now that I think about it, like, she's...
Oh, my God, I don't even know.
What was that horrible movie with that, the guy from Twilight, the werewolf?
Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, yeah. She did, like, an action movie with him. And it was one of, like... Movie? Yeah, like, I've tried to block it out, obviously.
I tried to block it out.
This has nothing to do with serial
killers. Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, we all have our different reviews on the movie. Yeah. So, Ted Bundy was a serial killer. And...
Other famous serial...
Thank you. And she wants to go first.
No,
on the list, you can go.
All right.
No. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, like, have you heard Fred and Rosemary West? They were...
I feel like I want to say yes, but you just have to jog me.
They were a couple in England, who killed their own children and buried them underneath the garden terrace.
Nice.
How many children do you remember?
And I believe they had, like, 11.
Holy shit.
But they only killed a few of them. They did kill other people in the meantime, but they also, like, tortured.
Oh my god.
Tortured as in, like, extreme domestic abuse. And everything, the rest of their kids.
I just don't understand. I can just...
See, that with the children, and the other thing with a lot of couple serial killers is that often the female partner is very young when they meet, and generally the male partner is about a decade or two older.
Yeah.
I know in their case...
And they gas each other the fuck up.
Yes. Well... Often, like, the woman's, like, 15, 16, 17, yeah. like, still in her teens, and
probably
the man
in
is
a rebellious age.
Yeah,
like,
26, yeah. 27, 28,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of a convincing thing.
Yeah.
But obviously there's something wrong with you if you go along with it.
Yeah.
But I think it really just shows the power that that hold has over you, that persuasion, because I think you see that in multiple... couplings.
Yeah.
Across serial killer patterns.
That's crazy, though. It's, like, crazy.
Yeah. And your own children, you know, you think, like, carry that 9 months in your body, birth
you
it out.
You don't want to fucking kill it.
Like, my vagina just opened wide.
Literally for
spit
you.
Spit you into the world. Yeah, now I'm gonna just take it out. Come on, man.
So, you have not caught on. We are going over 8 of history's most notorious serial killers. From history.com, so, you know, reliable. Number 1.
Nice way to copy my words. Okay, huh? Who is this guy? Tell us about him.
Okay, number 1. Harold Shipman, Dr. Death, who killed about, because I have looked at conflicting resources, 218 people.
Yo shit.
So this guy was a general practitioner from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And... during his childhood, his mother was suffering from cancer. And she died when he was, like, 17. So, you know, impressionable years. And at the time, the only way... there was no, like, treatment for her cancer. So he would see a nurse come in to his home and give her morphine and drugs to basically ease her pain. So when he became a doctor... his whole MO was, well, these people are in pain, even if it was, like, not severe at all. Like, you have the common cold. Well, guess what? I'm going to come to your house when no one's home mm-hmm. and give you, what is it called?
Morphine?
Nope. Diamorphine, which is aka heroin. So, in the UK, they use diamorphine, so heroin, as a pain reliever,
mm-hmm.
especially for patients with cancer, like severe, like more in severe pain. So, which is illegal here in the US, but whatever. So he would go to these patients' houses, even if they were like, "Oh, I have a stubbed toe," and give them this, and they would die. And he, because being the general practitioner, would sign off that, like, it was natural cause of death and get them cremated right away. So he killed an estimated about, like, 220 patients over, like, 25 years. And then, of course, once he was, thrown in jail, he, committed suicide by hanging himself in his cell.
Oh my god.
Totally me if I ended
But he though. Never admitted to any of the killings. But it was like, you have signed off on so many killings. I mean, cremations. Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, it was just constant. Every patient he had. It was like no other doctor was on site to say what the cause of death was besides him, and they were cremated right away. So, like, be more obvious.
Yeah.
This here, this says that the his last victim, Kathleen Grundy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the lawyer.
Yeah, was found dead, but her daughter was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was so obvious. Keep going.
And she became concerned when a solicitor informed her that a will had been made by her mother, and she doubted that it was authentic.
In this will, air quotes.
Here, it says right here, they excluded her and her children, but left
everything.
£386,000 to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Like, be more fucking obvious.
Literally, like, come on. Like,
so she reported it to the police, who began an investigation. They exhumed the body, and when they examined it, they found traces of heroin.
Yeah.
The shipman claimed that she was an addict and showed them comments in his computerized medical journal, but a program on his computer that recorded ghost actions showed that they were written after she had died. So they arrested him.
Oh, I hate it when people take out the life insurance policy right before the murder. Someone's like, and 3 days before, her husband took out life insurance. Like, bitch, have you ever heard of murder 101?
Like, literally, like, you're stupid.
Who leaves their doctor all their money? Like, that is not a thing that happens, you fucking idiot. So he was charged with, like, 15 murders and convicted to life without parole, but he never admitted actually to any of the killings. Like, just fucking fess up. You're caught. You're red-handed.
Okay, so, yeah, that dude, sick. Let's move on. So, number two on this history's list. Oh, do you want to talk about someone? Okay.
Yes.
Before, we'll dive into this list, and Audrey actually is... She's going off. She got a lot of... She knows people. You know people who are...
So, I want to go crazy. Off. You know how I said couple serial killers are really my, like, thing? So, this is a lesbian one, which I'm here for.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a young lesbian couple from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Gwendolyn Graham and Catherine May Woods, weren't content to have a vanilla sex life.
Okay.
So, first they tried choking each other while making love. When the thrills from that faded, they moved on to bringing a third party in, elderly women they'd murder together.
Oh,
holy shit.
Yeah. Their first thrill kill was in January 1987 when Graham smothered a woman with Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, my God.
And the pair made love next to her.
Oh,
no.
My God.
They did this.
That just, like, hurts me. Like,
yeah, it's a
little. She's like, hey, I mean, really daughter.
She has, like,
she, like,
no idea
know
who
they
are,
and
like,
they just kill her and have sex
her.
Next to her dead body.
Oh my god, that's rough. What else did they do?
Keep going.
So, they repeated the process four times, smothering their victims and then having sex to relieve the thrill. Often ritually washing the bodies, like the dead ones.
Oh my god.
So the two were so, like, good at what they did, they took souvenirs and openly bragged about what they did to their coworkers who didn't believe them.
Oh my god. Like, they fucking admit it. And no one's like, no one's that sick. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Not gonna report that.
Jesus.
So, in the couple, Graham was clearly dominant over Wood, who weighed over 450 pounds.
What?
Holy shit.
Wait, 450 pounds?
How was she having sex?
What?
Why? This is
was she, like, towed around by a conveyor?
She's just, like,
no, probably just Cassie very... Kitchen? Yeah, there were those mug shots. Yeah.
Majestic.
Doesn't even really
look,
450
like they're 450.
No,
jeez,
that has to be a typo. We'll see.
45 pounds.
and often pledged her undying love for Graham. But that changed when Graham ordered Wood to kill a woman purely for fun, and Wood refused. So I guess, like, fun and sexual is different to her? I don't know. Yeah. Graham left Michigan to take a new job in Texas, and Wood broke down and turned herself in. The two turned on each other, and Wood confessed to get a lighter sentence. Graham received a penalty of life imprisonment, and Wood got 20 years.
Wow.
For the murder of 5 people.
Jesus that's crazy. Oh, that's crazy. I can't with that. Can you, like,
5 years. That's like 4 years per person. Having sex next to
a dead body and an old lady?
Yeah, come on. Oh,
come on.
So you mean to tell me the one was just doing it for the sex part?
Apparently. They were a lesbian couple who got into BDSM and then decided they needed to up their sex game up to murder.
Up it. That's crazy. Jesus. Well, number two on this history list is a woman. I mean, it's not a lesbian, but but it's like, so this woman's name is Bill Gunness. I was going to say Guinness, but there's no I. So she was clearly in she was in it for the money. She wanted money. So they called her Lady Bluebeard. She immigrated to America from Norway. So she was in America, in Chicago. And so basically she married this guy that had some kids. And they had a candy store. And it mysteriously burned down. So the husband was dead. And she collected all these insurance payments. Yeah, and it let her buy this farm. She quickly got married again, and then 8 months later, the second husband died.
Nice.
The woman claimed in court or whatever it was that they did, he received a fatal burn from scalding water and had been hit on the head by a heavy meat grinder. So she's saying this, like, oh yeah, that's just an accident. Like, what?
Wait, how does he get hit by a meat grinder?
It says no proof of foul play could be produced. So she got away with it.
And got another insurance payout.
And got more money. So she was
Black widow.
And then she ended up she put newspaper advertisements in search of a third husband, with the requirement that potential suitors would go to her farm and visit her there. And a lot of people, apparently a lot of prospects she got, only to disappear. So she was, like, just killing all these men that wanted to be her husband. And it says, actually, one made it out alive, reportedly waking up to seeing a sinister-looking Gunness standing over him. So one guy made it out alive, and this bitch is just, like, fucking standing there looking at him.
What year was this?
This was, so the first husband died in 1900, so.
Okay.
A while ago. But it says, like, they don't really know how many men she actually killed, but then she ended up dying in 1908 by a fire, and it turns out that it was the former farmhand who was, she had been threatening his life, and then he was convicted of arson, and he ended up probably fucking going to jail, too, for killing her, even though she kind of deserved it. And her head has never turned up. Oh. Her head was missing in the fire, and it never turned up.
So that's more than arson.
That's the thing. It didn't just kill her. It killed
so do they know that it was actually her? A bunch of other people
and children. What, the deaths?
Body?
The body without the head.
I mean, it says a search for her missing head, so I assume so.
Jimmy's right. It was a body double.
She
escaped for
she's
sure.
She's alive.
From 1908 to 2019.
Well, if this happened, she married in 1900. I mean, she's real old.
Listen, I'm believing her.
Oh my god.
Walking around the nursing home. Maybe. Shaking that dusty coochie.
Because it said, Belle's true fate remains unknown, although unverified sightings continued decades after her death.
Oh.
Oh, well, that always happens.
The fact that she would have made, that's crazy. But then it's like, did she frame him? You know? Make it look like he killed her and did all that, or did she just get out and he was trying to kill her and he thought he did? Like, I don't know. That's a mystery.
It's so wild. There's like no women serial killers.
Like, it's not so often, low, yeah.
Like, when you look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are women, but it's, like, it's so rare.
It feels like.
Well, genetically, men's IQs have a more extreme bell curve than women. So more women have an average intelligence, and the same follows for a lot of mental disabilities and mental capabilities, because some people just have a very low IQ to the point where it's medically considered retarded, which is under 70. And more men fall under that skew. More men also fall under the category of genius than women.
Yeah.
It just happens with the bell curve and the way men and women, you know, think and everything like that. But it also means there's just more out there. There's more men that are a little crazy out there.
Yeah.
And men often follow that genetic extreme as well.
That's crazy.
Especially because it just follows down from that one chromosome, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, literally. Like, it's just that. And it makes such a difference in, like, everything.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel like men, more than women, have a tendency to be violent.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think it goes with, like how they're stronger. Stra- you know what I mean? Like, stra- it's like, yeah. There's a lot of things, I guess, that could tie into that.
Testosterone, like, I feel like, muscle mass, socialization, that's all very, but I do think men are inherently more violent and gross, which is why I'm super gay.
So you'll be in, like, the lesbian, you would be in a lesbian serial killer couple if anything happens. That's where, that's where all your will lie. If you hear some bullshit that some man made or do murders, it's probably bullshit.
Oh, no. Men are too dumb. I would get them to, like, run around and do the murders. And, like, they wouldn't even.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
They wouldn't know what hit them.
Yeah. They would be like, wait, what? And I'll be like, go to jail. Forever.
Get the fuck out of here. And then find someone else.
Yeah. They act like it's sad to watch them go.
Oh my God.
The greatest pleasure.
I'm gonna choke.
Number three, Ed Gein, who is also the inspiration behind the movie Psycho.
Great movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I don't think I've. That's one. We have to watch that because I wanted to watch it, just never did. All right, that's on our list.
All right, so let's talk about his background. So. Of course. He was abused as a child, had an alcoholic father, domineering mother, and instilled the fear of women and sex into her son. So good. Great.
Good.
When his father, brother, and mother died within a 5-year period, he was left alone at the family farm where he eventually cordoned off parts of the house, turning it into a shrine of sorts to his mother.
Are you trying to say cornered?
Cordoned.
Which means to
block off.
Prevent access.
Cordoned.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. So, right away, we know there's, like, the classic signs. And, of course, like, he was taught to hate women. Great. So, let's just guess what he
like
does.
Lost his entire family, like, left
so
alone.
Experienced
That's
a lot of
terrifying.
Trauma within a 5-year year period. Yeah, like, what happened to his mother, father, and brother,
like, that
they
saying.
Died
How
within
they
5
so
years
quickly?
Of each
People
other
just what year was this
a year we don't know
no
I'm not sure so 13 years later there's a tip that a missing woman, Bernice Warden, was seen at Ed Gein's farm. So they show up and they discover the headless corpse hanging upside down from the rafters. Nice.
Classic.
Let me just jump in there. So I looked it up. He was born in 1906 and died in 1984.
Okay.
So it was 1900s, but not, like, too far ago, but still.
Yeah.
So still fairly recent by the time he died.
Okay. So they're sure. So their search of the property revealed a hall of horrors that included human body parts turned into household items such as chairs and bowls, faces used as wall hangings, and vests made out of human torsos. Oh, yes. I definitely remember learning about him in general psych in high school.
We took that together, didn't we?
He made, like, he used the skin of women as, like, his furniture.
Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
Right? Yep. And that's what the movie is also based off of. Not only Psycho, but also the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's crazy. Yeah, not one.
Not.
But two.
Also, three. Also Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my God.
So this dude's got three movies made out of him.
That's when you know you're a horrifying serial.
Like, it's just a horrifying person.
So, these gruesome items were from already dead bodies that he originally had stolen from graveyards, but then he did murder one other woman in addition to Warden, the missing woman that set off this, like, search and, like, led authorities to him.
Yeah.
And he claimed that he was using the body parts to assemble a new version of his beloved mother. So he had hardcore mommy issues, is what
hardcore.
We can gather from all
That's
of this.
That's the extremist.
He was, though, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and declared unfit for trial.
Yeah.
So, and that doesn't really happen often.
Honestly, I'm not even doubting that. That's probably why he did it. You know, he's like, I'm going to make my mom. And he probably was. He probably fucked up.
And then he was eventually convicted for one of those murders out of the two women. But, again, declared insane at the time of the crime and then just spent the rest of his life in a mental hospital.
Rough.
And, you know, I feel like you don't see that a lot with serial killers. Like they usually end up in jail.
But he also only, like, and I'm not saying, like, oh, he only had two. Like, he so fucking murdered two women, but, like, he only had two.
He only has two, but he only has some of these, though.
Like, no. And I feel like he, like, probably, and I'm not saying it's right, but I think he was, like, honestly just like, oh my God, that woman kind of looks like my mom, and that woman kind of looks like my mom. And he's fucked up, but, like, he was fucked up. Like,
That's probably why that he was sent to a mental hospital and not jail.
They probably, like, realized that.
Yeah, he had a lot of body parts, but, like, they were from already dead bodies.
And you're like,
you
have to be, like, insane to do that.
Yeah.
He didn't go out and kill a bunch of women to steal a leg from this one and an arm from that one. It was more like...
Yeah, it was, like, pretty...
Scavenging for parts.
Yeah.
Cut and paste there.
Which you have to be mentally insane to do.
Yeah, definitely. Fucking nuts.
Nice.
Alright, so, as spontaneous as this night is, we are spontaneously going to make this a two-part episode.
Woo!
So, we are going to... We said that this list has, like... 8 people, so we're gonna end at 4, and, you know, for this specific episode, last but not least, John Wayne Gacy. Despacito. So John Wayne Gacy, if you took any sort of psych,
you know this guy.
You know, like, this is the clown guy. This is him.
The clown guy.
This is the clown guy. So I'm just going to read a little on what they have here. So he was in Chicago, which I think also was the Bell Gunness that I read about, too.
Yep.
But this was way after that. So John Wayne Gacy, he was a friendly man through popular block parties. He was a volunteer in politics. And he performed as a clown at local children's parties. Like, oh my God, such a nice guy. He's a clown. but he had served in prison for sexually assaulting a teenage boy and was hiding a horrific secret right beneath his neighbor's unseeing eyes. I just want to quote that because that's an intense sentence there. So, 1978. So, this is a lot more recent. A 15-year-old boy was seen with Gacy and he went missing. They searched his house. They found this boy's class ring and clothing, actually not belonging just to him, but to several young men who had been previously reported missing. He had a crawl space beneath the house where there was a penetrating odor, and they were shocked to find the decomposing bodies of 29 boys and teenagers that he raped and murdered.
Yeah.
Soak it in, ladies and gentlemen.
This next sentence like is sick. Like what?
All right. Gacy's ex-wife complained about the odor for years, but Gacy chalked it up to a moisture-causing mildew.
And she bought that shit.
And you lived there continually.
Have you ever been driving down the road and there was a dead animal on the side of the road and your window was cracked and it smells like death? Like, that's one animal. You had 29
humans. Just
like big bodies.
And it's saying if his ex-wife had been complaining about it for years and they just found it, like, those bodies are like, I mean, they went through the entire decomposition, 29 of them. Yeah. I mean, that's
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who is this lady? Because, like,
literally,
I feel like the average wife would be like, oh, I smell something. And the husband's like, mildew. Well, she would be like, all right, well, take care of that shit. I don't want to smell that. And then she smelled it for years.
See, guys, that's from dating Ange for a while.
No.
She would, like, twitch one nostril and be like, take the basement out.
It's death.
Yeah, take care of it. We worked at freaking Payless, and a fucking mouse died in a garbage can in the back room.
And you spent
did not eat lunch.
Yeah.
In the store for weeks.
And that's just a mouse.
A tiny
I'm sure
little
wasn't
body.
There for that long, you found it and got
it
rid of
like
it, right?
It was probably two weeks.
Yeah.
And it was
but,
a mouse.
I mean, and that even seems like
and
a while just to find it. But like it says like years, and then it says too that law enforcement was criticized because the victim's, like, parents and family members had, like, pointed that, like, this might be
because
this Gacy guy.
So, John, like, yes,
and
he was.
Didn't believe him.
Yeah, he was this clown, but he also had a construction business that, like, he got a lot of boys, young men, to work for him, and then they would just disappear. So there was a clear connection. Like, all these kids worked for him on his construction site, and then all of a sudden they're all missing.
Like, that's
a lot
so
of fucking
sketchy.
People.
Yeah,
29.
And,
it says,
and in addition to all that, he admitted to killing several additional men, disposing of their bodies near the lake. And then he was convicted only of 33, which I'm sure there were countless more. If there's men and the boys, like, they found 29 bodies. Imagine,
that's
and he said several bodies near the lake. I mean, we're way over 33. Several's a big word. Like, that's a lot of men. And he was lethal injection, 1994. They killed him.
That's so long.
He deserved the... He deserved the death, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, he deserved the lethal injection, but if they started the investigation in 78, they probably found him guilty in, like, 80 or 81. They probably should have executed him in 81.
Yeah, but that's how, like,
it's just,
death
like, a lot
works.
Of those things, like, take
it
a
long time. It takes a
long time. Actually, you know what I want to see?
Years.
Since this is the first one that's claimed he went on death row, right? Because What's-His-Face was in the thing.
That's
I want to see his...
Death row was so expensive.
Yeah.
I want to see what his last meal was.
But that's why it's expensive, because people sit on it for 20 years. And they gotta keep those people alive for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, like, activist groups and everything who think there shouldn't be the death penalty at all.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a really interesting conversation to have with someone on, like, the topic of serial killers, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
I just wanted to look this up real quick. So, John Wacy, he was 52 when they lethally injected
John
him.
Who?
John, what did I say?
Wacy.
John Wacy.
Whoa.
We talking about different
John Wayne Gacy.
There you go.
So, he was 52 by the time that they killed him in Illinois, Chicago. He was sentenced to death for rape, blah, blah. For his last meal, he requested 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC, French fries, and a pound of strawberries. Because before convicted, he managed 3 KFC restaurants.
Oh, God.
How can you manage a restaurant and still want the food?
Yeah.
That's the real sign of a psycho there. That's what they should
have
seen.
Here's my question. How can you... run multiple restaurants, a construction business, be a clown,
and a murderer!
Volunteer for politics, and still manage to have the free time to murder 30 people.
And hide it from
and
your wife
them,
for years!
Hide them under your house.
Oh my gosh, that dude must be exhausted.
He's fucking multitasker of the year. That's what of the
modern
years.
Day Renaissance man over here.
Good lord.
Oh
Jack of
God.
All trades.
That's Lord. So insane.
I mean, yeah, you gotta give credit yeah. where credit's deserved.
He was living a busy life, and I didn't see him complain. He just murdered people.
That's what got him through his clown days.
He needs to take out his anger. Just rape and murder a couple little boys.
Oh, my God. It was so funny until it wasn't.
That is such a great note to end this first part on, because...
Yes. John Wayne Gacy. We will return to the topic of serial killers, though.
We will. Yeah. We will.
Probably an hour already?
Yeah, that's why we're doing it in two parts.
Jeez.
Because we went a long time.
It did not feel like an hour.
It did not at all. Aw, guys. We have so much fun together.
So this is where we say goodbye for the podcast.
Aww.
So let us know what you guys think. Follow, like, subscribe, promote
snap,
it,
snap, snap.
Retweet, send it
five
to your
stars.
Grandma on Facebook. And if it's one star, just leave
let
a review.
Know. Yeah, yeah, why? No,
I
just tell me why. I don't
You're
care.
You're keeping Ange up at night, so really just send an explanation. But
seriously,
we look
just
forward
let
to...
Us know.
Continuing this topic next
week. We will talk to you next week, and we'll start with our friend Jeffrey. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes. Get back
whoever
here next week.
Knows and loves.
Yes.
Classic. All right.
All right. Thank you for this first part. Sorry.
Serial
killer.
Boozed up, bitches.
Yes.
Bye.